producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. It's already Wednesday because of the Labor Day holiday, but... Welcome to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to open up with this, and we're going to talk about disparity of force. Because some of you may be confused about what that actually is. One of the things that came out of the Martin case, the Trayvon Martin case, and the Michael Brown case down in Ferguson, Missouri, is the assailants were characterized as youths, as children. Now, in the case of Michael Brown, 18-year-old Michael Brown, 6'4", 292 pounds. A child, you understand, a child. The notion... that for you as a concealed carrier who only wants to carry a weapon for self-defense, this notion that you can only draw that weapon if you're facing someone with a like weapon, with a firearm, is entertainingly naive for me. And it actually has no basis in actual law or in common sense, since they like to inject that little phrase in the conversation on a regular basis. In the eyes of the law, your firearm is not some magical talisman of power. It is merely one of perhaps an infinite number of means of exerting and projecting force. Now, the law in legalese tends to divide force into two broad buckets, non-deadly force and deadly force. There's some stratification in the context of a non-deadly force of, you know, a poke to the chest is not the same degree of non-deadly force as a punch to the face, but really none whatever in the context of deadly force. So for... you know, deadly force is simply deadly force. So to be concise, we're just going to talk about cases in which deadly force is involved, as was the case in both Ferguson and Zimmerman. It should be noted that when legal system uses the phrase deadly force, it is not merely referring to force that can literally cause death. Force likely to cause death qualifies, naturally, but in law's view of deadly force, it's broader than the phrase might suggest. Deadly force includes both force likely to cause death as well as force likely to cause grave bodily harm. The knockout game is... not the knockout game when they clip somebody and you see him colliding with the curb, most likely they're not going to be charged with employing deadly force because the punch to the face is not deadly force. Although people die from being punched in the face. We can all understand death, of course, but what could possibly be meant by grave bodily harm? That means typically something along the following lines: the temporary loss of important body functions, organs, permanent loss of minor body functions, organs, maiming, rape, or debilitation to the point of defenselessness. None of that, by the way, has to actually be experienced by the would-be victim. Just the mere presence and imminence of that can qualify you. I understand that there's some little administrative note. I know that there's some things going on with the GCN website. We do have top men working on it as we speak, and hopefully we'll get that straightened out. For those of you listening in the stream, I'll just try to turn it up a little bit and see if that helps any. If it helps any, somebody give me a thumbs up. Anyway, you have to be concerned as a defender, as a first responder for yourself, about proportionality of force. That's one of the five elements of the law of self-defense. The others being innocence, imminence, avoidance, and reasonableness. Proportionality governs the degree of force that you can lawfully use in self-defense. In brief, your force must be proportional to the force with which you are threatened. Now, once again, that doesn't mean if somebody's coming at you with an axe handle, he is just, and you're carrying a weapon, but you have not presented a weapon yet. If you're trying to go hand to hand with this pilgrim, once he introduces the axe handle to the mix, well, the proportionality of force has shifted in their favor. So, limiting yourselves to an instance of the use of deadly force in self-defense, it is permissible only when the defender is facing an imminent threat of deadly force. It does not have to be equal deadly force to what you're bringing to the table. It is only permissible when you're facing an imminent threat of death or grave bodily injury, like being beaten up by somebody that's bigger or stronger than you, being beaten up by a gang, being run over by a car. Now, gun, there's not going to be too many questions asked if a gun so in order for a defender to be lawfully permitted to go to the gun, they must be facing a reasonably perceived, and that's very important, you have to perceive an imminent threat of death or grave bodily harm against which you are now defending yourself. There's plenty of ways. There are plenty of ways that somebody can represent that threat to you. It can be a gun or a knife, but that classically defined deadly weapon is not required. It can be a whole bunch of other things. Then there's the disparity of force. This is when you are faced with something that you can't equalize. And we'll have to carry this through into the next segment. But what the law is actually looking at is whether the attacker possesses a classical weapon. That's not actually part of something they're going to consider as far as weapon-wise, but whether the attacker presented the defender with a disparity of force, such as, I don't know, are you facing a gun or a knife? If you're just walking about carrying a gun, but unknown, and somebody comes at you with a gun or a knife, right now they are presenting a disparity of force. One. One of the things that does come out, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, as I tried to talk my way artfully into the break. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm just talking a bunch of stuff that you've heard all the opposite junk from the gun grabbers and the race baiters. Now let me give you the real skinny on what really happens in court. Anyway, we're talking about how in the Martin case and how in the Ferguson, the Michael Brown case, they characterized the attackers, which is what Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown were, as children and youths that couldn't possibly, you know, they were shot in cold blood, all this other stuff. And we're talking about the varying degrees of disparity of force and proportionality of force, because that's very important to understand. You have to understand that. One common situation that is going to give rise to a disparity of force is when you're facing disparity in numbers. Now, if you're facing, and I don't have any idea how you would actually know in detail whether this would be true or not, but if you're facing a single attacker of similar size and fighting ability, you might be legally obliged to defend yourself only with non-deadly force in the absence of them possessing a classical weapon or an improvised classical weapon like a bludgeon of some sort, axe handle, tire iron, what have you. When the attackers are numerous, you don't even have to wait. There's no way for you to hand it, you know, unless you're Bruce Lee in The Chinese Connection. There's no way for you to reasonably be expected to defend yourself against a simultaneous attack from all kinds of angles without resort to a weapon to balance the scales. I don't know how you know when you're facing a single assailant and you're out there and you're trying to size him up. Well, he's about 5'10", I'm 5'11". He weighs about 215, I weigh about 220. Hey, did you ever go to karate school? What belt did you get to? Oh, gosh, we're equal. I don't know how you go through that, but apparently that has been discussed. Now, another very common situation that gives rise to disparity of force is when the attacker possesses an exceptional fighting skill, at least relative to the defender. He does not have to be exceptional in the grand context, the grand scheme of things. If it's an MMA game guy and he's facing a 76-year-old ex-MMA guy, you have a disparity of force there. It's relative. A defender of no particular fighting skill, which is most people, cannot be expected to defend themselves against a highly trained martial artist or a seasoned street fighter without resort to a weapon to balance the scale. There's a disparity of size. A 120-pound woman cannot be expected to defend herself successfully against a 200-pound rapist without expecting to defend herself with a gun. Similarly, a 200-pound man is going to have a very hard time standing up to a 300-pound man without similar recourse to a weapon. Within, in sport, for example, you have weight classes. In Olympic wrestling, a weight difference as little as 18 pounds can be considered so profoundly unfair that they're segregated into different weight classes. The same with boxing, the same with kickboxing, all this stuff. A 100-pound weight difference spans 5 Olympic wrestling weight classes. There can be a disparity of physical fitness. This is actually considered. It can begin to show itself in the course of the fight. You can imagine two people of equal size and fighting abilities, so there's no disparity of force between them there. During the fight, one man's arm is broken. Now there's a disparity of force. It existed where it wasn't previously present. And under those circumstances, a seriously injured man might well have to resort to a firearm. Now, in the case of the Zimmerman-Martin incident, there were at least two of these factors in play. First, there was evidence that Trayvon Martin was an active participant and keen student of street fighting, to the point of having shared with friends his preferred strategy of a vicious first strike followed by a sustained attack until his victim was utterly defeated. There existed a disparity in fighting ability. There was arguably little disparity of force at the start of Martin's attack on Zimmerman, after repeated blows to the face and having his head smashed repeatedly on a sidewalk, and Martin attempting to muffle his cries for help by using his hands to cover his mouth and nose, the two men were clearly no longer on equal footing. If they ever had been. Each successive blow of Zimmerman's head to the sidewalk could have rendered him possibly unconscious, could have induced a fatal cerebral hemorrhage or a skull fracture. This represented an imminent threat of death or grave bodily harm. You now have a disparity of physical fitness. It was this combination of disparity of force factors that legally justified George Zimmerman resorting to his pistol against the unarmed Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman told police that he only drew his weapon when he felt Martin reaching for it. If you have an attacker that's seeking to seize your gun, it's really no different than an attacker reaching to pick up his own gun off the table. It is worse in the sense that in the former case, the defender is being simultaneously disarmed. A defender otherwise in reasonable fear of death from this attacker doesn't have to wait until the attacker has gripped the pistol before they can defend themselves. The deadly threat is imminent when the attacker reaches for your gun. It should be noted here that being armed doesn't require a weapon, and being without a weapon does not make you unarmed. In this case, Trayvon Martin was armed with his fists, which kill more people than long guns of any type in the United States combined. He was armed with his weight. He was using the sidewalk as a bludgeon. Disparity of force was established. When we get back, we're going to then look at what happened with Mike Brown and Officer Darren Wilson. Where is he? Is he in here? Desert Eagle sent me a picture of Darren Wilson laying in a hospital bed with his face blown up around the eye socket, and they got fractured. These are things that you must consider. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back. Coming live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I'm being asked in the chat room by one of the ninjas, DeCorzo, Big Dan, whether there'd be a disparity of force between the two of us. Now, Dan is younger than me. He weighs 210 pounds, and he is a CrossFit sort of dude. He's a gun carrier. And I believe he may have a background in the martial arts. He may have been in the military as well, for all I know. I don't know that part of it. Now, I'm ex-military. I'm also a former martial artist, and I carry a gun everywhere I go. But I weigh 263 pounds. Weight-wise, I got him. Fitness-wise, he's probably got me. Well, he would change the fitness. So, I don't know how that would be, how that would play. Now, I'm smart enough not to attack people, because you never know what it's one thing to get a hold of somebody. It's quite another thing sometimes to let them go. Sometimes you just can't let them go fast enough. Now, we just did a little quick analysis of the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman affair. Now, let's apply that same sort of deconstruction to this case in Ferguson between Officer Darren Wilson and the quote-unquote unarmed Michael Brown. The pro-Wilson narrative, which is what we have to go by based upon presumption of innocence attached to any criminal defendant, is that, and as far as I know, I don't even know that he's been charged with anything, so I may be taking that too far. Is that Brown, along with his little buddy, Dorian Johnson, first attacked Wilson in his patrol car There, it appears that Officer Wilson appeared, he suffered a fracture of his orbital bone, which is the, you know, it's the open socket in your skull that your eye sits in. During this fight, Brown also tried to seize his service pistol. In the course of this fight, the pistol discharged inside the vehicle. Brown and Johnson distanced themselves from the vehicle by 30 feet or so. Wilson emerged from the car and challenged the men to stop. Brown, either independently or in response to the verbal command, verbally challenged Wilson in turn and then lowered his head and charged back at Wilson. At this point, that is when Officer Wilson began firing at Brown, striking him, it appears, four times in the arm, once in the eye, and once in the crown of the head. The eye injury, in and of itself, was almost certainly a fatal shot, and it likely dropped Brown in his tracks. There is no evidence of gunshot wounds to Brown's back, contrary to Dorian Johnson's account of what happened. Here we have a considerable number of the described disparity of force elements. First and foremost, you have the disparity of numbers. You have, Brown and Johnson both went after him while he was in the car. There was an enormous disparity of size and strength, but during the first fight inside the patrol car, when Wilson was fighting both men, but then also when Wilson was facing a charging 292-pound Brown. Wilson's own weight is in the range of 200 pounds. And then there's a disparity of physical fitness. By the time Wilson deployed his sidearm against Brown, a fracture of the orbital lobe probably caused a lot of loss of vision. That's a very hard bone to break. My wife has broken hers, and it wasn't an easy thing to do. Facing an attacker who has already inflicted grave bodily harm, and who is charging again back in at an officer into a gun. It is very reasonable to assume that there's intent to do the same, more grave bodily harm, or worse. He's already been in a fight once for his gun. I don't think Officer Wilson went beyond the pale of what any police officer would do in that case. This combination of factors from the disparity of force elements are what legally justified Darren Wilson in resorting to his pistol against an unarmed Brown. Like it or not. And it's really not something that it should be open to too much discussion. This is not a race thing. You know, you've got Jesse Jackson. He got in trouble with some of the people down there because he tried to raise money down there. The tragedy here is that another young person had nowhere else to go in his mind. Or he made this choice. Whichever one it is, that's the tragedy of it, to make that choice or have to no other way to go, to have that perception. And unfortunately, this has been turned into more than what it is. This is... And for some reason, one of the things that always amazes me about these types of incidents and the way they try to spin them up, where they spin them up into something else, is that nobody ever sits back and says, why was Michael Brown like that? Why do the people of Ferguson feel the way they feel about the police? Now that question may have been asked. But nobody's ever looking for the root cause. They're all looking at the facade. They're all looking at they're looking for the immediate gratification. They want Officer Wilson arrested and charged with murder. Now, there are certain police officers out there that do commit murder. But what happens every time the police pull back in the face of, like, rioters or something? Don't they go sort of wild when they realize they have no opposition? How many people are going to want to be police officers if you get in trouble for defending your life? If you get charged with a crime, if you get your face busted in, and you're being charged at by a juggernaut, and you have to take him out with your weapon because, let's face it, anybody that will attack a police officer is a exceedingly high danger to the public at large. But that is the disparity of force. And if anybody, you know, you'll see all these other guys out there. I've seen Mark Glaze, when he was the director of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, telling Chris Matthews that if somebody's coming at you with an axe handle, they're unarmed. But there are certain classes of people, you know, for me, there's certain classes of people that the disparity of force should never come into play. They should just act immediately. The elderly, the handicapped, females. Don't get out there and start doing calculus and get, well, let me see. Is there a disparity of force? There is. Take action. Don't get out there and second guess certain things. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV up upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Now, I'm not a trainer, but we've talked about disparity of force. Now, let's talk about, and I'll get some other, I'll get trainers to come on. I'll get some people to come on to talk about this with us, but let me give you my philosophy on training with a firearm for disparity of force, i.e. multiple opponents. A single opponent is something that is relatively easy to train against, or to train for, or to prepare for. Multiple opponents, that's a whole different ball of wax, because then you have dynamics of direction and angles and a whole bunch of other things. For the classical training that might be that you might employ, like going to a shooting range and feet shoulder width apart and a nice grip and good breath control and all this other stuff, that's semi-applicable to a single assailant. When you get into multiple assailants, you're getting into things like repositioning yourself rapidly. You're getting into things of target acquisition. And all of the four rules still apply when you're pulling a trigger if you're facing multiple opponents. You want to make, you've got to make a really quick assessment of this group that you're facing. Where are they? What's behind them? Okay? Who's in the group with them? Who might be in the group but not part of the group? There's some little kids tagging along with this bunch of people they look up to. So, you've got to work on things like learning how to shoot while moving sideways, on your back. You've got to be aware of how to create space. The handgun in and of itself, if you look at some proponents of Krav Maga, that is actually used as a bludgeon in some cases to create space. With certain Krav Maga disarming techniques, when they snatch the gun from the gunman, in the grip they have it, they normally bring the point of the barrel into their orbital socket, as a matter of fact. That's one of the places they like to attack with that. That's going to create space. There are a number of things you can do to gain the upper hand. You can employ things like distraction. In Detroit, after Police Chief James Craig advise people to get a gun and learn how to defend themselves with it. A woman, a black female, was coming home from work. She got out of her car and was had just closed the door of her car when two assailants came up wanting her gun or wanting her car. She took her keys and threw her keys to where the assailants, the would-be carjackers, watched the keys go somewhere and took their eyes off of her. And when she did that, she drew her weapon and shot one of them. And the other one, of course, took off. That was genius. That was brilliance. That's the kind of thing, to have the presence of mind to make that decision and do that is the kind of thing you cannot teach. But it is the kind of thing that can be learned. You can learn that. If they're asking for your wallet, toss it to the left. When they look to the left, draw your gun. That kind of thing. If they're walking up, you know, you can be all kinds of timid and almost look like you're about to break into tears and then draw your weapon. Now, if they go hands-on with you, if they get a hold of you, then you're going to have to create space. And then all kinds of other technique comes into it. But, I mean, this is all easily learned if you take the time to train with it. If somebody is within arm's reach of you and you draw your weapon, you do not extend your weapon at them. You hold that close to you because they're going to be going for the weapon. And you don't get out there and try to... when you draw the weapon, you don't get into a conversation with them. You need to just run away. You need to start pulling the trigger. And that will get them off of you. Let me walk out on this limb. If anything I'm describing to you, if you're sitting there saying, there's no way I could do that, there's just no way, don't carry a gun. Please. Don't carry a gun. It's bad enough to be attacked. It is quite another thing, you know, it's just adding to all kinds of stigma if you're attacked with a weapon you employed, that you brought to the fight. If you're not willing to use it, don't carry it. You have to be willing to use it to carry it. It's not there to scare somebody. If it does, that's splendid. But it's not an intimidation tool. It's a defensive tool. It's a lethal tool. And if you're not willing to put it into play all the way, don't carry it, because you will pay for it if you do, in ways you don't want to. But disparity of force, training for disparity of force, there's a variety of different ways you can do that. You can get different targets around you. There's one targeting system, I can't remember what it is called now, but they're steel targets and they pop up and it's programmed within the target. They drop. If some are programmed to fall, if you hit them five times with a round, some are programmed to fall with two. And you never know which one it's going to be. You just have to shoot at it till it goes down. And training with those surrounding you is excellent. I haven't had the chance to do that yet. I've seen it done. I know people that have done it. And as soon as those boys come back to town, I'll be dead center of all that stuff, letting it go. But that kind of stuff is worth its weight. It's priceless training to try. If you've never been involved in anything where grappling is part of it, any sport like that, if you have the wherewithal, if you're physically able to do that, I would heartily recommend you do that or get into some sort of strength training or something for your upper body, because that would come into play. Of course, none of that is necessary. None of that training is necessary in order for you to carry a gun and defend yourself with a gun. But it will make you more proficient. It will make you proficient at that. One of the things I've noticed about people that train for that kind of thing, I hear all the time about students getting attacked in various cases. And if a tactical trainers, if they train enough people and they stay in the game long enough, some of their students are going to get attacked, and they actually have certain things they can fall back on. Maybe I should get Jaeger to come on the show. Jaeger's had many students involved in gunfights. But what I'm describing, the type of threat I'm describing, is really relative to where you live. Currently. It's relative to where you live currently. If you live in a big city, most of the big cities that I know about, well, they're pretty restrictive as far as carrying a gun. So, except Chicago's going to change. So that's not really germane to the conversation in a lot of big cities. But in some of the smaller cities where crime is beginning to reach out and touch things, even though crime is down, you know, you've got to compare the possibility of being attacked to driving a car. Today, driving a car is the safest thing in the world. Passive restraints, airbags, crumple zones, all this other stuff. People still get killed in cars. Defensive driving is still very important. So you got to employ that. And being prepared for an attack of some sort of temporary crime that's going to occur and that's going to be done. You have to ask yourself, is my pacifism worth me not being able to talk anymore, or not being able to see out of one eye, or walking with a limp for the rest of my life, or dying? And then just weigh those two things. Let's flip. Coming up, hour number two on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.